Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Rose. I'm calling from Metro Research. We are collecting a poll of people's opinions for public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we are not selling anything. Are you registered to vote at this address as a Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
Something else.
Okay. And can you please tell me what is your age?
No,
can you please tell me your age?
That.
Okay. Will
no,
you tell me which age
over,
group? Okay. Over what? I'm sorry?
Over a senior. A senior.
Okay. Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Say that again.
Yeah. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
As a foundational black American.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that...
Wait a minute. I want you to make that clear. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a distinction. It's other than, it's not just black American.
Okay.
For your survey, okay, go ahead. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Black American.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Miami-Dade County? Well, let me see. In the wrong direction. Now, I don't want to say wrong. I don't have an answer for that one right now. Right now, the answer, the thing is out. I'm in the middle right now. Danielle just, the mm-hmm. mayor just got in. And so I'm just trying to, I don't know.
Oh, got it. Not a
yeah.
problem. How would you rate the way Daniela Levin Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say good.
Okay. And thinking about your political values, do you tend to agree more with those identified as mega conservatives, traditional conservatives, centrist, traditional liberals, or progressives?
Progressive.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people in the organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, just that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one.
All right.
Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Rick Scott?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Jeanette Nunez?
Who is that?
Okay. If you don't recognize it, that's okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. And what about Democratic Party?
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Very? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Catherine Fernandez-Randall?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. What about Elon Musk?
Who?
Elon Musk. Have you heard about Elon Musk?
No, I don't know these people. No, I don't know who that is. No.
Not a problem. What about Kamala Harris?
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about labor unions?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. Have you heard about Kanye West?
Who?
Do you recognize Kanye West?
I can't. Sometimes your accent has throws me a little bit off. Who?
Kanye West. Kanye West.
Is that a politician?
Yeah.
How do you spell the name?
Yes, Kanye West. West.
Oh. See, you're not saying from saying the accent is it's pronounced Kanye.
Okay, Kanye West. Then, so
right,
you
didn't get how you were pronouncing it. It's pronounced Kanye.
Okay.
No. What is it? Favorable, unfavorable? What's the other one?
Yeah, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And Daniela Libnikova.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
No, favorable. Not very. Whatever's the next. After very.
Somewhat favorable.
Right. If you don't, somewhat favorable, okay. Right.
Okay. And what about Republican Party?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Marco Rubio?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Francis Suarez?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
Raquel Regalado?
Who?
Raquel Regalado?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking ahead to the 2024 mayoral election, will you definitely vote to re-elect Daniela Libnikova, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
What are the choices again?
Definitely vote to re-elect her, probably, or probably vote for someone new, or probably... Or definitely vote for someone new?
No, probably vote to re-elect her. I mean, if somebody else comes up that I feel like could do a better job, I would vote for them. But not guaranteed, but probably. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Thank you. How concerned are you over a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Will you say you're very concerned?
What's the question again?
Yes.
What's
the question? How concerned are you over a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County Schools? Will you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned?
What agenda are they talking about? I don't know if they're talking about that question. The what?
It is called woke agenda. It is based on your knowledge. If you don't...
Oh, how concerned am I about? Yes, I want it to be. I want it to be in the school.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about it.
Not concerned. Okay. Not at all, or not
right.
That concerned. Not at all.
Not at all.
All right. Okay. And how concerned are you? Gender issues and sexual identity are being taught in Miami-Dade County schools. Will you say you're very,
very concerned?
Somewhat? Very.
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm just going to read you a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to improve the quality of life for Miami-Dade residents. Using a 5-point scale, please tell me how effective you find that approach. With 5 representing most effective and 1 representing least effective.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to read all that over because, first of all, the phone is acting up and sometimes your accent is not clear enough. You're going to have to say that over.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to review a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to improve the quality of life for Miami-Dade residents. Using a 5-point scale, please tell me how effective you find that approach, with 5 representing most effective and 1 representing least effective. You have to give me one number between 1 and 5. Here is the first one. Housing prices are at an all-time high and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levin Cava created the Homes Plan to invest tens of millions of dollars into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. Could you give me one number for that proposal?
5.
Thank you, sir. Next, through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levin Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982 while maintaining service levels. Could you give me one number between 1 and 5?
5.
Thank you. Mayor Levin Cava has led with bipartisan support to implement a community action plan that ensures residents feel safe, the environment is protected, jobs are created, and county government is fair and accountable. Which number?
5.
Thank you. Mayor Levin Cava launched a first of its kind office of equity and engagement to better connect opportunities within county government to residents and small businesses. Could you give me one number?
5.
Thank you. Mayor Levin Cava deployed a peace and prosperity initiative to tackle gun violence and invest in community programming as a tool to fight crime and keep neighborhoods safe. Which number?
5.
Right. Thank you so very, very much. You're helping a lot, by the way. Thinking now about policy initiatives to county, thinking now about policy initiatives county mayor has confronted, please tell me on a scale from 1 to 5, how well she handled the policy with 5 being very strong and 1 being very weak. Here's the first one. Uniting residents across the county to be more engaged in their local government and work across party lines to get things done. Between 1 and 5?
3.
3. Okay, next. Employing smart development strategies to stop irresponsible development while also putting forth proposals that improve access to housing for families. Which number will you choose?
I say 4.
4? Okay, deploying new strategies to build new affordable and workforce housing, increase available housing supply, and take on rising rents with responsible legislation. What number do you want me to record?
I'm gonna say 3.
Okay, thank you, sir. The response to the Surfside building collapse tragedy. Which number?
I think she did good in there. I'll say 5.
Okay, thank you. Stopping development outside the designated urban development boundary to ensure Biscayne Bay is protected.
Number? What was that again?
Yeah, stopping development outside the designated urban development boundary to ensure Biscayne Bay is protected.
Okay, well, yeah, then that's a 4.
Okay. And making local government more equitable and improving access to county contracts for inequity on businesses. Which number?
I don't really know. So I don't really know the answer to that. I don't really know. So I'm just going to give it a 3 then because I don't know that one.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now I'm just going to read a series of descriptions of policy priorities. For each one, please tell me which solution you would be more likely to support if these were all you knew. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is the hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, I trust our police department and support efforts to give them more resources to keep our community safe. Or number two, I believe we need more reforms to our police department to better achieve trust between law enforcement and the community.
Oh, no.
One or two.
Say that. Look, you got to be clear. Clear. I got to hear it clear. What's the question again?
Yes. Which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, I trust our police department and support efforts to give them more resources to keep our community
no,
safe.
No, for that one. So not that one. What's the next one?
Okay, and the number two says, I believe we need more reforms to our police department to better achieve trust between law enforcement and the community.
That's the same question.
Okay. So none of them?
Who made
even
up
one
the survey? No, but I'm trying to say who made up that survey. That's like that's the exact same question. Both questions say they want to give more money to the police.
Okay, sir. It is based on your opinion. So if you want to skip that one.
Skip that one. Who's giving this survey? Because who made this survey up? Because that police question is not good. Go ahead.
We are not Tulsa. Yeah, okay.
Okay, go
the
ahead.
The next one.
Which one
you'd be more likely to support? Number one, address the rise in immigration by addressing issues in Latin America and provide adequate social services for those in the community who have fled political oppression and violence, or number two, address the rise in immigration in Miami-Dade County through aggressive deportation and work with federal officials to remove undocumented individuals from the county.
That one.
One.
That
two.
One.
Number two.
Two.
Okay. Which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, oppose any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs. Or number two, support a $1 billion bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for a new housing initiative to build more housing units and investments in police departments and green spaces. One or two?
Invest in what?
Investments in police departments in green spaces.
P-O-L-I-C-E? Did you say police departments?
Yes, police departments in green spaces.
Well, what's the first one? No, I don't want. They putting that together. No. All right.
Okay. The first one says oppose any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue.
That's the one.
Okay, next one. Which one would you be more likely to support, sir? Number one, politically scary gun policies are a constitutional right and must be passed to ensure residents are able to better protect themselves. Or number two, permitless carry gun policies make communities less safe and pose a danger to police officers?
What's the
number
question?
One.
I couldn't hear the first question.
Yes, the first one says, number one, permitless carry gun policies are a constitutional right. It must be passed to ensure residents are able
no,
to
No, I didn't hear what you said. What was it again? What's the question again?
Which one would you be likely to support, number one or two?
No. No, what was the question again?
Yes, number one, permitless carry gun policies are a constitutional right. It must be passed to ensure residents are able to better protect themselves. Or number two, permitless carry gun policies make communities less safe and pose a
no,
danger to
one.
Public officers.
Number one.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Which one are you more likely to support? Number one, invest in aggressive solar energy policies that expand the action of electric vehicles, climate change strategies like carbon neutrality to protect the environment and clean water programs. Or number two, invest in energy policies that ensure gasoline supplies continue uninterrupted, remove barriers on environmental reviews, and protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay. Number one or number two?
What was the first one again?
Invest in aggressive solar energy policies that expand production of electric vehicles, climate change strategies like carbon neutrality, to protect the environment and clean water plants. That's number one.
And number what was number two? Number two was what?
Invest in energy policies that ensure gasoline supplies continue uninterrupted, remove barriers and environmental reviews, and protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay.
It says remove what?
Remove barriers on environmental reuse and protects natural resources.
No, number one.
Okay, thank you. Now, which one would be more likely to support? Number one, it's time for Miami-Dade County to deliver on its promise of expanded metro rail like the North Corridor. Or number two, while promises were made to expand metro rail, low ridership and higher costs mean limited resources should be used for the other community needs. We choose one or two.
What's number one again?
It's time for Miami-Dade County to deliver on its promise of expanded metro rail like the North Corridor.
What's number
That's
two?
Number one. The number two said, while promises were made to expand metro rail, low ridership and higher costs mean limited resources should
number
be
one.
Used.
Number
one.
Number one.
Okay. And next one says, which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, state government must respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders. Or number two, local governments are best able to make decisions for the community and the county must stop the state government.
What number? Okay. What's the number one question again?
State government must respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders.
I don't understand the question. Say that one question one more time. It's not clear.
Yes. Number one, state government must respond to socialist policies imposed by
state
local
government. Wait a minute. State
mm-hmm.
government
must
What's
respond.
What's the word after state government?
Must respond.
How do you spell that?
Must respond.
Must is pronounced must, not mass, must.
Okay.
Must is the word, must.
Okay.
State government
must. respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders?
No.
And number two says, local governments are best able to make decisions for
number
community.
Number two.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of policy priorities to address cost of living. For each one, please tell me which solution you would be more likely to support if these were all new. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. Number one, SBNL is a trusted business in South Florida, and efforts to take them on is government interference in the private sector. Or number two, leaders must take on utility companies like SBNL to demand lower utility costs and increase accountability on their actions. Okay. Which one is you more likely to support? Number one, government getting involved in healthcare is a pathway to socialized medicine, reduce choices for patients, and lead to lower quality of services. Or number two, big pharma is driving up prescription drug prices, and it's time for the government to hold them accountable by lowering prescription drug costs and putting
costs. Number two.
Okay, now which one would you be more likely to support? Housing prices continue to increase, and local governments must pass immediate rent control to protect residents so everyone has access to housing. Or number two, rent controls are socialist policies that destroy local communities.
Number one.
And further
number
drive.
One. Number one.
Okay, thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? Any effort to put government mandated caps on property insurance companies will make the crisis worse? Or number two, rising property insurance rates is a crisis, and it's time government puts a cap on rate increases to keep policies affordable. One or two?
Number two.
Okay, thank you very much. You're helping me a lot, by the way. As you may have heard, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, the 1973 decision legalizing abortion. Many states now can make abortions illegal without any federal oversight. Do you support or oppose the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe versus Wade, allowing Florida politicians to make abortions illegal at any point during a pregnancy and for any reason? Will you say you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that decision?
No, support, say that again, support, not support?
Yeah, strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Oppose, okay. Thinking ahead to the 2024 presidential elections, if the election for president were today and the candidate were Republican Ron DeSantis and Democrat Joe Biden, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. Still thinking about the 2024 elections, if the candidates were Mayor Danielle Levine Cava, Coral Gables Mayor Vince Lego, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, and County Commissioner Raquel Regalado, which one do you think you vote for?
Danielle.
Okay, thank you so much. And what if the candidates were Mayor Danielle Levine Cava and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, Which one do you think you vote for?
Daniela.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to read you a little bit more about two of the candidates. The first one is Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. She made history as first woman elected mayor of Miami-Dade County. As mayor, she has led during the county's most challenging times, successfully deploying programs to maximize vaccine distribution so the community can overcome COVID-19. Also, a heartbreaking search and rescue and recovery operation during the Surfside building collapse launched a unique program to combat crime through partnerships with law enforcement, passed the first property tax cut in a decade, and has been vocal against the rise of socialism in Latin America. And the next person is Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, made history as the first Hispanic woman elected Lieutenant Governor and served alongside Governor Ron DeSantis. L.G. Nunez has worked with Governor DeSantis to prioritize parental control in schools, combat socialism, and fought for more accountability in public schools. The Lieutenant Governor fought against COVID mandates, opposed school closures, and championed the governor's Florida freedom agenda. Still thinking about the 2024 mayoral election, if the candidates were Daniela Levine Cava and Jeanette Nunez, which one do you think both of them?
Daniela.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're almost done. In 2024, Miami-Dade residents will elect a new sheriff. And thinking about potential candidates, which more closely aligns with your views? Letter A, I will vote for a Democratic candidate for sheriff who commits to support law enforcement while also deploying programs that continue to build trust between residents and the police department. Letter B, I will vote for a Republican candidate for sheriff who commits to fully fund and increase funding for police department while also taking a walk agenda policies. Will you choose letter A or B?
A.
Okay, is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. If the election of Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were Democrat Freddie Ramirez and Republican Frank Elkite, which one do you think you'd vote for? Freddie or Frank?
Democrat, whoever the Democrat I would vote for.
Okay. And if the election for Miami-Dade County supervisors of the elections were today and the candidates were Democrat Christina White and Republican Rebecca Sosa, which one do you think you vote for?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you very much. If the election for Miami-Dade County tax collector were today and the candidates were Democrat David Richardson and Republican Carlos Lopez Ventura, which one do you think you vote for?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your primary source for national and political news? Social media apps or services, Miami Herald, cable news networks, talk radio, internet-based news sources, local TV like CBS, ABC, NBC.
Internet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, from which app or service would you say you get most of your news? WhatsApp, YouTube, Discord, Twitter, Facebook?
YouTube.
Okay, YouTube. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. What was the last grade or degree you completed in the school?
The last
high school degree, which means, yeah, what was the last grade or degree you completed in a school? between 0 and 11th grade, high school degree, some college.
Yeah, well, I graduated from degree from college.
Okay. Thank you very much. And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home, sir?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your religion, if any? Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Jewish?
None. No religion.
Okay. So this concludes our survey, and I want to thank you very much for your participation and your time. You have been so patient. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Yeah, because I don't know, this is a long survey, and I know I partly did it for you because I know it's hard to make money doing surveys or really getting the people to sit down and really do that. This was a long survey. So, generally,
yes,
good luck getting people to do that. But I think my voice matters, so that's why I decided to answer. Because
you have been so helpful, believe me. You
well,
have been so helpful. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.